Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Hey, good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on the show with you. Finally.
I'm really excited about having you join me and all of the possibilities, man, that we are going to be experiencing as we move forward with the new format. You know, man, there's only one thing, man, that I kind of regret.
That's what?
You got that great voice, man. you got a great radio voice.
Hey, don't regret it. You know, I didn't choose to have the voice.
Yeah,
you
know. No, it's a gift, man.
Yeah,
and
gift
you
from God.
And you're in the right arena, man, to you know, to have a voice like that.
Yeah.
You know, people would often tell me, "Hey, man, you got that voice." And I'm like, "What are you talking about, man? I could never hear my voice. I never looked at my voice as being anything distinctive." But, you know, as time went on, people said, "Hey, man, you got this voice." And so I recognize that in somebody else. So it's great, man. Welcome on board.
Thank you.
So listen, you know, I've been gone for a few days, got a little rest. And who was it that said, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home"? You got any idea who that is, Connor?
Nah, I don't actually.
You don't know, man?
Nah, I mean, I'm a little boy.
The Wizard of Oz?
Oh.
Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, "There's no place like home"? You don't recognize that?
I mean, I saw the Wiz when I was a kid, the one with Diana Ross.
You never saw the regular Wizard of Oz?
I never saw the regular one, no.
Oh, man, come on. Come on, man. What is going on in the world that we've got a 20-year-old who's never seen the original Wizard of Oz?
I mean, it came out in 1939.
I know it came out, but they play it back every year.
Yeah,
that never changes.
They do.
Never stops. But anyway, we're going to be joined by none other than Sandy Williams. It's so great that he's going to be back in the studio. But before we go there, man, I want to say this. I know it was just the 4th of July, but I've never been so happy about a rainstorm than I've been over the last few days, because I could get some sleep because the lunatics who keep firing off fireworks until 2 o'clock in the morning, what makes them believe that somebody wants to hear them firing off fireworks to 2 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand. We are dealing with some. Okay, you should be. You don't hear anything, Sandy?
No.
All right.
Well, I hear you over here.
I do.
Yeah. Okay. So we can hear you now. Can you hear us, Sandy?
Yep.
Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I drove out here in some circuitous way. The GPS had me go a way I'd never come before. It was a mystery.
But I ended up here. So.
Yeah. Well, man, it is so good to see you again.
I was using GPS in Israel. So because it said, go to the last places you've been to, and it was like Jerusalem. You know, that wasn't going to get me here.
So let me ask you, because I've never been to Jerusalem. While you were in Jerusalem, did you see any caravans of
wise men?
Yeah, on camels.
No, Jerusalem's a fairly big city, and it's quite pretty. much of it is modern-ish. The old part of it is very small. The old walled city of Jerusalem is less than a square kilometer, so it's half mile by half mile.
And they keep it there just for historic purposes, I would think.
Well, oh yeah. I mean, it's been there for, and it's as it was. You know, the walls and everything are a couple of thousand years old.
Yeah. So Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. Did you visit Tel Aviv?
Yep. Golan Heights, the Dead Sea,
wow.
Ashkelon, yeah, I made the tour.
Wow, so making that tour after you spent that time there, was it compared to what you had envisioned? Was it all those things? Was it
different
than what you
different
envisioned?
Than I envisioned? Yeah,
more westernized. Is that
Tel Aviv is a very westernized city, very modern. I mean, the city only started about 1900. And it's filled with high-rise, very modern, beautiful architecture buildings. I think the metro area of Tel Aviv is close to 4 million people.
Right.
So it's a pretty good-sized city. There's only 11 million Israelis, though. 2 million of them are Muslims. So that's a lot.
So Palestinians are allowed to come and work in those cities, I take it.
Yeah.
And also live in the cities?
Well, 2 million of them are full-blown citizens and live throughout Israel as Israelis. And then there are the Palestinians who live in the Palestinian sector. It's very complicated. You can't tell. You can tell because there are walls and barbed wire
right.
to separate them, but it's complicated. You know. And the city, I mean, the country itself is pretty small. It's the size of Maryland. It was maybe if... It's a maximum of a five-hour drive north to south and a maximum three-hour drive east to west.
The entire country?
The entire country.
You know, when you think of that being the full size of Israel, the first thing that comes to my mind is, and they're about the fourth most powerful military nation on earth.
Yeah.
With land mass that small.
Yeah, they got lots of munitions, lots of everybody in Israel serves in the military, men and women. Yeah, I think the only ones who don't are the Hasidic Orthodox Jews. You see people walking around, they live at home. They don't, you know, many of the young people when they're serving their 4 years live at home, commute to their bases. So you see them on the street with their M16s, all dressed for ready to go.
You know that that will always be a fascinating thing to me, that the land mass is so small and that many people. You know, it kind of, and I've never been to Japan, mm-hmm. but you've got a lot of people on a small land mass, and they make that work, right?
Yeah, Japan's got a much bigger population.
Yeah, do they build it because they're building straight up? Is that how they're able to that many people on? And I'm saying in Israel,
I mean, the
too?
Style of living in Israel was much like I found in Russia, which was everyone lives in high-rise apartments. So that allows for a greater density of population in a city.
Yeah.
You know, the amazing thing to me is that the landmass is that small. The landmass of Jerusalem is really small, right? A square kilometer of old, that's the old
city. So what's the size of a kilometer? What is that?
Kilometer is 6/10 of a mile.
Oh, only 6/10 of a mile.
Yeah, so it's basically a little more than a half mile by a half mile walled city. And that turf is the subject of battles between... in terms of a battle over the religious turf and who should have access to it, half of the population of the world, just about.
Wow.
The Muslims, the Jews, and the Christians.
All there.
All claim that turf.
Oh, yeah, that turf.
Yeah.
And you said 6/10 of a mile?
Yeah.
Well, that's the holy city, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's called, and much of it is corridors with market corridors, a bazaar.
Right.
You walk along, buy things, and you're walking. I mean, I was walking in a bazaar on a tour, and periodically they'd stop us and say, well, that's the sixth station of the cross right there. That's where Christ stumbled and was picked up by whomever.
Right.
And, you know, the stations of the cross all occur in the underground area in this marketplace. And it's not more than 200 meters from start to finish of the stations of the cross.
Wow. You know, you think just based on the history that you've read and all those things, you certainly expect much broader area than that. But if you think about it, back in those days, you know, there wasn't a lot of transportation outside of
donkeys and walking.
Right. And so that's why it didn't, all of that that took place in the geographic region that's, I didn't think it was that small.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But man, that's pretty amazing to hear. So, but in that same area, how many people live in that same area?
In the area of Jerusalem?
Yes.
Well, the greater Jerusalem, probably 500,000 people. And it's quite a pretty city. It's in the mountains. You know, the Tel Aviv is on the flats along the Mediterranean coast. And Jerusalem is probably 3,500 feet up.
All right, so Sandy, I'm so glad to see you again, to hear your voice again, and I forgot we take breaks around here. So we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. So glad to see my good friend Sandy Williams is back. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I had to stop and get some
sustenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't see. You know, man, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on?